If Iran assassinates President Donald Trump, the president says he issued instructions for the U.S. military to carry out a massive retaliatory strike. Speaking at the White House while signing an executive order to reimpose sanctions on the country, Trump said Iran would be obliterated if it carried out an attack against him. If they did that, they would be obliterated. That would be the end. I've left instructions. If they do it, they get obliterated, Trump said. There won't be anything left, and they shouldn't be able to do it. And Biden should have said that, but he never did. I don't know why. Lack of intelligence, perhaps. The newly signed executive order reimposes sanctions on Iran, reviving Trump's previous maximum pressure campaign against Tehran. U.S. officials tracked Iranian threats against Trump and other former administration officials for years, some of whom had their security details pulled by Trump since taking office. The Justice Department previously charged an Afghan national, Farhad Shakari, for allegedly conspiring with Iran to assassinate Trump before the 2024 presidential election. Shakari remains at large in Iran. Iran wants revenge for the 2020 killing of Qasem Soleimani, a top commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and commander of the Quds forces. He was killed in a U.S. airstrike ordered by Trump. Iranian authorities sought criminal charges against Trump, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and former CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie over the operation. While Trump promised severe consequences for any attempt on his life, he also left the door open to diplomatic talks. The Iran situation, hopefully I'm going to sign it, but hopefully we're not going to have to use it very much, Trump said. We will see whether or not we can arrange or work out a deal with Iran and everybody can live together. And maybe that's possible and maybe it's not possible. So I'm signing this and I'm unhappy to do it, but I really have not so much choice because we have to be strong and firm. And I hope that it's not going to have to be used in any great measure at all. Iran dismissed the threat. The country's foreign minister called Trump's policy a failed experiment, saying the reimposition of sanctions would end in failure, just as it did during his first term. But despite the threats and sanctions, Trump later denied reports that the U.S. and Israel were planning a military strike on Iran, saying he would rather pursue a new nuclear deal. Trump posted on Truth Social expressing his desire for a verified nuclear peace agreement and calling for immediate talks with Iran. He suggested a big Middle East celebration if a deal's reached. He added, "I want Iran to be a great and successful country, but one that cannot have a nuclear weapon." Reports that the United States, working in conjunction with Israel, is going to blow Iran into smithereens are greatly exaggerated. The comments come amid a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where both leaders reaffirm their commitment to ensuring Tehran never obtains a nuclear weapon. Iran's foreign minister responded that maximum pressure has failed before and will fail again, while Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian downplayed the impact of sanctions, calling Iran a powerful, resource-rich country capable of navigating challenges. An anonymous Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran still wants diplomacy, but is concerned about Israel's potential sabotage of any agreement.